Questions 42 through 46. Listen to a talk given by an astronaut.
Thank you. It's great to see so many of you interested in this series on survival in outer space. Please excuse the cameras. We're being videotaped for the local TV stations. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the most basic aspect of survival, the spacesuit. When most of you imagine an astronaut, that's probably the first thing that comes to mind, right? Well, without spacesuits, it would not be possible for us to survive in space. For example, outer space is a vacuum. There's no gravity or air pressure. Without protection, a body would explode. What's more, we'd cook in the sun or freeze in the shade, with temperatures ranging from a toasty 300 degrees above to a cool 300 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. The spacesuit that NASA has developed is truly a marvel. This photo enlargement here is a life-size image of an actual spacesuit worn by astronauts on the last space shuttle mission. This part is the torso. It's made of seven extremely durable layers. This thick insulation protects against temperature extremes and radiation. Next is what they call a bladder of oxygen. That's an inflatable sac filled with oxygen to simulate atmospheric pressure. This bladder presses against the body with the same force as the Earth's atmosphere at sea level. The innermost layers provide liquid cooling and ventilation. Despite all the layers, the suit is flexible, allowing free movement so we can work. Another really sophisticated part of the spacesuit is the helmet. I brought one along to show you. Can I have a volunteer come and demonstrate?
Number 42. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 43. What would cause an unprotected human body to explode in outer space? Number 44. Where is the bladder of oxygen located? Number 45. What does the speaker show the audience as she describes the main part of the spacesuit? Number 46. What will probably happen next?